Yes, sir.
You hear that?
Our resistance ceases.
If you quit hitting me, I won't even hit back. I don't need to hit back. Is that clear?
Yes.
You, your desire for world peace, and your well-known intention, desire to reach a peaceful settlement, I would like to appeal your excellence most earnestly, sincerely, and in the name of humanity, to direct that your military forces will stop completely the bombing of North Vietnam so as to make it possible for me to go to Hanoi to explore whatever opens the solution there might arise. Now, first of all, we want peace more than anyone, and we will have no resistance if you stop the aggression. You can be sure of that. So you get the aggression stopped, and we stop just like that. You kill two birds with one stone. You get them to stop the aggression, then we'll stop resisting, because that's all we've done. And you don't need to be worried about getting bombed in Hanoi, because there hasn't been one person hurt in Hanoi. I hope, Mr. President, the interest of peace in Vietnam and the whole world, you wish to give a favorable response to this, my humble and sincere appeal. Now, my response is very succinctly this. You do not need to worry about a visit to Hanoi to promote peace, because we want peace. And if you can do anything to get them to stop their aggression, you can obtain peace just like that. And there's no reason to be concerned about bombing Hanoi. Hanoi has not been bombed.
The reason why it was sent me immediately was
sir?
Because of the...
Sir?
The reason why he sent me immediately with the letter was the report which he received from the special mission he sent me to Hanoi. They reported to him yesterday, 4 o'clock. I was there when they reported. They reported that...
Who reported that on his mission?
His mission, special mission was sent to Hanoi. And because they experienced some difficulties, they reported that they had to go by escorted by special military squadron from Peking to Hanoi and then back. And that while they were in Hanoi, because there were anti-aircraft booms all the time, therefore they advised my president not to go. Now, my president is very angry. He thinks that no opportunity should be lost because he sees him. The only door now open is this invitation which was sent to him by North Vietnamese authorities. So he thinks that no sacrifice would be greater. Why is he there? At least the bombing is not only 3 days or 4 days. The only 3 days left. It's possible that while he's there, he can also ask for the cessation of any hostilities while he's having talks. And therefore, his main point is that he must do everything since the opportunity used to be open to him. He must do everything to get North Vietnam to come to the conference table. And if he can do this, then the other things will follow, like the ceasefire, start with, or four sides, to allow for the position to take place. This is why he has followed what I have called fever diplomacy. Without any warning, he has sent me that. I apologize for this current way of doing things.
Very happy to see you. I hope you'll return and tell him that he has that I have told you that one, we have not bombed Hanoi, and that he need not be frightened by these statements that he can't come for that reason, because we just haven't bombed. Number two, that if he can get the aggression ceased, we can have peace overnight. We want peace more than he does, because we are losing our boys every day. We're not going to allow anyone to come and gobble up little independent countries and swallow them up when they ask us for help and we have a treaty to agree to do it. We're going to stay there and try to give them a choice, let them have the right of self-determination. And we don't think that we can run out of there, and I don't think he can run us out. But if he will stop his aggression, we will stop our resistance. And I wouldn't let any bombs that have never fallen on Hanoi stop me.
The other point I wanted to do is the responsibility of the EU. Maybe after Hanoi or before ever doing.
Well, you just pay to him my best wishes and give him this message, and after he gets back from Hanoi, let's see what the result of it, see how successful he's been. We have tried everything we know, and we haven't found anybody that's gotten much hope out of Ho Chi Minh. It doesn't look like he got any when he told him he wanted to come see him. He said, oh no, you'll get killed. And if he'll just stop his aggression, we'll stop our resistance. That's clear. And number two, we haven't bombed Hanoi. He doesn't need to think that that he's going to get killed because he goes there. That's just but I, you know what I mean.
Thank you.
I hope someday we can all live in a world where all nations are happy together and working together. And our country is much happier here. Made great progress this year. I think the ambassador will tell you. We just signed a great voter.
We
look forward to the day when we can all be brothers together, working together, and have peace in the world. And we appreciate your desire to have peace. And we wish you well, and we'll cooperate and move.
Thank you.
You stay out of Texas unless you've got your eyes to live. Don't you go down and drink up all this fresh water. We haven't got too much of it. That plant's not working very fast. You're graduated, you're drinking all that.
I'm done.
They tell me they've had a shortage since you all went down. Anything going to fix it?
Yes.
That's what you think. Hope you're an hour together.